Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. It's a confrontation to not be ashamed of the gospel today. Are you ready? Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I was reading an article in Blaze Media. There's a large 10-foot by 19-foot painting depicting an image of Jesus and merchant seamen adrift in a lifeboat, presumably after being torpedoed in the Indian Ocean during World War II at the Marine Merchant Academy. It was said that they covered the painting to create a welcoming environment. It was hidden away after an activist group from New York complained. They demanded its removal, but the governing body decided to cover it and put up a plaque describing it to soothe the tension. The superintendent Weinstein told the Christian Post that the complainers believe that the display of Jesus' painting is totally volatile of the clear time, place, and manner requirements of the No Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, adding that It is as though the U.S. MMA is screaming that Jesus Christ is the only approved solution to all of life's difficulties. Interestingly, the original complaint against the painting appears to have been made long before this year. Since that time, no other superintendent has made any changes with regard to the painting and has respected its historic significance. Here's the clincher and double standard. Fox News Digital revealed that while Christian imagery has been hidden from sight, secular idolatry is permitted at the Academy. Ahead of the concealment of the historic painting, the U.S. MMA was plastered with LGBT propaganda and still boasts a rainbow mural in the main causeway. We need people unashamed of the gospel to stand up. We need missionary planters that can navigate the tensions that come with embodying the gospel. Such tension is a question of how we live in a manner that is both faithful to Jesus and contextual to the local cultures that are always fluid and changing. It is clearly our responsibility to share the gospel. The Great Commission is a special privilege and responsibility that belongs to each and every Christian. The purpose of Jesus' incarnation ministry, according to Luke 19:10, was to seek and save the lost. He loved people's souls with an eternal and sacrificial love. So how does one do that? Don't look to defend your faith. Tell your story of how Jesus changed your life. No one can refute that. Look for conversations, not confrontations. Look to the interest of others. Look to God to change hearts. What are ways to show and tell the gospel? Here are nine. Walk your dog. Walk when your neighbors are outside. Fix broken things for people. Build short fences. Try a new hobby. Build relationships and talk to them just like you do with Christians. Display imperfection. Well, that's not hard. Pray before conversations. Ask good questions. And nine, watch your reactions. Respond to frustrations in gracious ways and display patience when faced with difficulty. The small moments of life are the best platforms to display your faith. Remember, don't be ashamed of the gospel. We do need to be aware of what's happening and let our voices be heard with intentional love and courage. Finally, most evangelism happens through meaningful conversation and genuine relationships. So above all, love others well. And choose not to offend Christ versus potentially offending a colleague or an acquaintance. 1 Romans 17 says, For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.